Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of March 2020. Apex Court has commuted the death sentence awarded to a man accused of abducting and killing three minor siblings in February 2011 in Ratnapur town of Chhattisgarh. The court said it was the Apex Court's opinion that the offence committed by the convict was under the influence of extreme mental or emotional disturbance and as per the peculiar facts and circumstances of the case. The death penalty is not warranted and the same be converted to life imprisonment. Supreme Court has observed while ruling that the bar under the Foreign Currency Regulation Act, 2010 applied only to political parties that the government cannot prevent non-governmental organizations, NGOs and other social outfits from getting foreign funds just because they used political means to mobilize and awaken people. Supreme Court has declined to entertain a plea seeking framing of a proper mechanism to deal with alleged misuse of the sedition law by the government machinery. The court dismissed the plea filed by a social activist and said it was open for the petitioner to approach the appropriate authority. Supreme Court has held that the central government may accord sanction under the proviso to Section 188 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, even after cognizance of offence is taken. Supreme Court has observed that the consent of the wife of the adopter in actual ceremony of adoption is essential for a valid adoption as per Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act, 1956. Supreme Court has observed while setting aside dismissal of a judicial officer that relief-oriented judicial approaches cannot by themselves be grounds to cast aspersions on the honesty and integrity of an officer. The court noted that mere suspicion cannot constitute misconduct. Any probability of misconduct needs to be supported with oral or documentary material. Supreme Court has extended till the 16th of March the interim protection from arrest granted to civil rights activists Gautam Navlakha and Anand Teltumbed in connection with the Bhim Koregaon violence case. The court said it would hear on the 16th of March the appeals filed by Navlakha and Teltumbed against a Bombay High Court order of last month rejecting their anticipatory bail pleas. Delhi High Court has directed all hospitals under the central and Delhi governments to videograph postmortems of all persons killed in Northeast Delhi. The death toll from the riots stands at 53, with over 300 injured. The court also directed all hospitals to collect and preserve DNA samples of the dead. The bench further directed government hospitals not to dispose of any unidentified bodies till the next date of hearing, that is the 11th of March. Allahabad High Court has rejected a petition seeking to quash a first investigation report registered against four new journalists allegedly for inciting a mob protesting against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. The court observed that as correctness of the allegation is to be tested on the basis of material collected during the course of investigation and evidence led in trial, the petitioner's prayer to quash the FIR could not be granted. Madras High Court has observed that a woman who deserted her two children is unlikely to get any compensation for her husband's death in workplace while directing a labor tribunal to delete her name and instead add the names of the couple's two children in the claim application. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has rejected the Telecom Department's plea citing delay in appeal against the National Company Law Tribunal order which held that the spectrum and license of debt, RID and SL, cannot be taken away during the insolvency resolution period.